The annual observance of National Black HIV/AIDS Awareness Day is Friday, February 7th. Reverend Rufus Woods from Panama City will be the keynote speaker at a 6 p.m. program at Mount Canaan Baptist Church in Pensacola. And in a conscious effort to reach the target audience, Saturday will feature the inaugural Who Got Game Wellness Expo. The need for HIV and AIDS awareness among African Americans is a priority for the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County.
African Americans are overrepresented when we start looking at new cases and cases we have now.
Ken Griffin is Early Intervention and Prevention Training Consultant for Area 1, which includes Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, Walton, and Escambia, where his office is located.
African Americans make up approximately 20%, they're roughly, of the population of Escambia County. But when you look at new infections when it comes to HIV, African Americans tend to represent upwards 40 to maybe sometimes 60% of those new cases.
Due to education and testing efforts, the four-year trend from 2014 to 2018 shows a 36% decrease in HIV incidence among blacks in Escambia. Griffin says it's progress, but not enough.
In 2020, we still having too many cases of new HIV based on the fact that how long we've been dealing with this outbreak, almost 50 years, and we're still having people contracting HIV. HIV is a behavior-driven epidemic, and yet still we're seeing more cases, I think, than we should be having.
The high rate of infection among African Americans locally extends to state and national levels. In 2018, blacks accounted for 13% of the U.S. population, but 42% of the nearly 38,000 new HIV diagnoses nationwide. The first National Black HIV/AIDS Awareness Day was marked in 1999. This was an effort to raise awareness about HIV and AIDS prevention, care, and treatment in communities of color. The theme for 2020, we're in this together. In planning for the annual observance in Pensacola, Griffin noted the importance of the timing and type of event offered.
February is Black History Month. Also, we wanted to come up with some type of activity or program that would draw African Americans out.
Based on those factors, they decided to organize their inaugural Who Got Game Wellness Expo. It will be held Saturday from noon until 5 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center on West DeSoto Street.
They will be hosting a couple exhibition basketball games. We'll be having some drawings, giving away some items like 32-inch televisions, flat-screen smart TV, a couple of kids' bikes, and an adult bike. So there will be other things that we will be offering in addition to having over 25 vendors there to provide blood pressure checks. We'll be offering hepatitis A vaccines, flu vaccines.
Baptist Hospital, Sacred Heart Hospital, and Community Health Northwest will provide the free health screenings. Community-based organizations such as OASIS and the AIDS Healthcare Foundation will provide HIV testing.
Knowing your status is important. If you've been infected with HIV or exposed, the sooner we can get you into care, the better the prognosis is going to be for your future. We know we can get people into care and on medication. Their viral load goes down. Their virus within their body becomes undetectable. They're still positive for HIV. They still have the potential to infect someone, but it's a lot harder. So then if we bring that person's viral load down, we bring the community viral load down.
Proactive measures, such as condom use, are most important, but improved treatments include daily use of PrEP or pre-exposure prophylaxis pills to lower chances of getting HIV for high-risk individuals. PEP medicines are available after being potentially exposed to HIV. Over the years, HIV testing has gotten better, too. Home testing kits are now available through the website knowyourstatus.com. Rapid HIV testing, which provides same-day results, will be available at the Who Got Game Wellness Expo, the Hoops-themed event in honor of National Black HIV/AIDS Awareness Day, will be held Saturday at the Brownsville Community Center beginning at noon. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.